House of the Hanged by Mark Mills. Read by John Sackville.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Man is neither angel nor beast, and the misfortune is that he who would act the angel acts the beast. Blaise Pascal, 1623-1662. Chapter 1. Petrograd, Russia, January 1919. The moment the guard called her name, she felt the weight of the other woman's eyes upon her. It didn't make sense. Didn't fit with the grim clock that regulated their lives. Too late in the day for an interrogation, the usual hour of execution was still some way off. Irina Bibikov, snapped the guard once more, his silhouette black against the open door of the darkened cell. She was hunched on her pallet bed, her back against the wall, her knees pulled tight to her chest for warmth, as tight as her new belly would permit. Unwinding, she rose awkwardly to her feet, her palm pressed to the damp stonework for support. The guard stepped away from the door. She knew better than to meet his gaze as she passed by him and out into the corridor. Blinking back the ice-white light from the bare electric bulb, she briefly heard the murmur of prayers on her behalf before the guard pulled the steel door shut behind him. Tom fought the urge to hurry ahead. Nothing to arouse suspicion, he told himself. His papers, though false, were in good order, good enough to pass close scrutiny. He knew this because he'd been stopped by a Cheka patrol earlier.